So we're learning the Rabbeinu Yonah, the conclusion of Mishnah Hey, where we were warned that a person should not flirt, should not have idle chatter with a woman, because he should realize where it's going to lead him to. It's going to lead him to perdition ultimately. Shesof balidei avera, he will ultimately sin. A person has to know. There's a reason why Nagiyah is prohibited. There's a reason why Chazal said, don't tell yourself I'm only going this far. There's what's permitted, there's what's prohibited. And don't take a step beyond that. And when a person allows himself to just flirt a little bit, I'll just sit around and talk to the neighbor a little bit more. What's wrong? It's a platonic relationship. So what if we're sitting till 2 o'clock in the morning, drinking coffee and talking philosophy together in my apartment? Well, ultimately, it's going to lead somewhere.
I saw something I've never seen before in my life, and my apartment building, I come up the stairs, and there's like a table in the doorway, the guy's in the apartment, she's sitting out on the stairs, like on the landing, and just, I mean, because normally the door's open, anyone can come in, and reverse, she was in the apartment, and he's outside the apartment, like, he said, no, you can't come in, you have to stay outside the apartment.
Wow. I had once that, the one time that a woman came to our house, I don't remember if she came for a shidduch or she came to give tzedakah money, but I saw it was going to be a conversation and my wife wasn't home. So that's what I did. I sat with her by the door. And we're the ground floor.
But everybody who
walked by, right,
what a kiddush Hashem to walk by and see that.
Yeah.
That people take it seriously.
For sure. And that's Rabbeinu Yonah warned us. He said this is an area where people have to realize you're bringing the Yetzer Hara into your door. We have the Rambam, where the Rambam says there are things which we don't even consider a sin, where it's hard to do tshuva, because we don't think about it. It's a Gemara, really. We don't even think about it as a sin. So the Mishnah comes and warns us, no, having idle chatter with her, it's going to lead somewhere. If he lets himself get away with doing whatever he likes, ultimately he will sin. We have to be wise Alex in a wise way, not wise Alex in a foolish way. Anytime people get engaged, I tell them, remember, the laws of Yichud are the minimum. Your responsibility is to go beyond that. If you know you have affections for a person, and you should have, very good. Take a step beyond that. Don't rely on that minimum. That's what King Solomon said. I find the woman to be more bitter than death. Why? Because death takes you out of this world. But if you go with a woman improperly, then a person loses his world to come too. So that's more bitter than death, because death is only in this world. The woman has all kinds of entrapments if she wants. If you're going to look, then she's got you. Shlomo HaMelech warned us. You know, there's that story in Greek mythology. What was his name? He had to fight, and if he'd hear her song, then he'd be taken by the song, so he had them tie him to the mast and plug his ears or tie him there where he couldn't go. And we have to know that Chazal warned us, the Torah warns us, if you're going to go looking, then the next step to looking is pursuing. We are human. And that says Rabbeinu Yonah is the trap that Shlomo HaMelech was talking about. And you're not going to escape. Ha'adam kivan shemabit ba'isha, if you're going to look, so then that you're already walking through the door. You've taken the wrong step and the wrong path. Ke'ish ro'eh asher chashka libo, because once you're looking, then what you see is what your heart desires. Our imagination is charging forward. But we don't see what's yet to come. What's going to be afterwards? What's going to be the price to pay? And all you have to do is open the newspaper and you see people who paid with their careers, people who paid with their marriages, with their families. Yeah, because at that moment, that wasn't what they were seeing. So the problem is, don't look, don't enter it. כמו שאמר הפייטן, as the poet said, יונה פותה הולכת במדבר, רואה את הבר ואינה רואה את המחבר. You have the dove as it patters, it goes through the desert, it looks and sees the kernels of grain on the net, it looks at the grain and doesn't look at the net. So רואה את הבר, she looks at the food, ואינה רואה את המחבר, and she doesn't notice there's a trap there. So that's יונה פותה הולכת במדבר. So that's the warning. You see the sweets, but you don't see the price. You don't see the trap. וחרמים ליבה, כשהיא חושקת את האדם בליבה. What does Shlomo HaMelech mean? Her heart is entrapping. When she desires a person in her heart, אפילו אם לא יחשוק אותה, even if he doesn't want her. ומזלו הרע של זה האיש גרם לו שתחשוק היא בו, and his bad luck caused her to want him. אסורים ידיה. Her hands are of bondage. שאם אחזה בידיה כבר לקוח הוא בבית האסורים ושוב אין לו תקנה. If he let his hands hold her, so then he should realize that he's put himself in bondage. טוב לפני האלוקים ימלט ממנה וחוטא ילך את בה. Anyone who's good before Hashem will escape, and a sinner gets trapped. שהצדיקים הקדוש ברוך הוא שומרן, ואין מזמן להם דבר שיוכלו להיכשל בו. If you're righteous, Hashem doesn't bring you the test. That doesn't mean you'll stand up to it if you're there. You've got to daven to get to the test. אבל החוטא שאינו מתרחק מדרכים רעים, but the sinner who lets himself walk on the boundary, lets himself walk along the limits, ואין ליבו שלם מזדמן אליו עניין כזה. So if you're going to endanger yourself, you're going to go to the wrong bars, you're going to find yourself in the wrong places at the wrong times of night, so then a person ultimately falls. People sometimes say, what's wrong if I go to Ben Yehuda at night? You know what's wrong if you go to Ben Yehuda at night.
I went to Ben Yehuda 2 nights ago, and people basically don't wear clothes anymore. I forgot what it's like walking down there. Seriously, we care for Shag about Shaul.
Yeah.
And it's just such a... They don't care. I'll never do that again.
Someone sent me... a cartoon, and the cartoon said the best self-defense from men, and the cartoon showed a woman standing and a man starts running towards her with his two hands extended, and she says to him, oh, I'm so happy you're coming, marry me, let's have kids together. And he turns around and runs the other way. Why? Because if I'm thinking about today, so then he could be running at her. But if she's going to talk to me about tomorrow, so that's not what I was talking about.
But it's amazing how many world leaders in politics, sports, who had huge philanthropic foundations, helped kids camp it. And they couldn't. They didn't see tomorrow. And now they're at the bottom, like Tiger Woods, Bill Clinton. I mean, they didn't, like, these were people who really were the top, number one in the world. And they didn't look at tomorrow. And that's all they took.
Al Gore.
What's his name? The guy who was running for president and cheated on his wife when she had cancer.
Not Kerry.
John Edwards. His wife was dying of cancer, and he cheated on her.
It was put on trial in November, somewhere around November.
It's hard to keep track of these things, but really, the world is just...
So that the idea that the Rabbi Yonah is saying is a person has to stop it before he reaches the problematic point. You should know that afterwards it's much harder. At every point the person has free will and he should take a step back. But the intelligent move is to stay away from flirting, to maintain clear limits.
Once you're at the edge of the cliff, that dirt underneath your feet gives way. Oh.